Hi, this is Prashant and you are listening to Marketo App Podcast. This podcast is for growth hackers, product managers and digital marketers. What if you want to grow faster, like everyone? Let me tell you, infinitely increase sales plans and increase the advertising budget will not work. You will spend a lot of money or all the money at once and expected effect will not happen. After a specific time, channels exhaust themselves and cease to be effective. Many of them do not scale at all. Therefore, this approach will not exactly lead to explosive growth. In this podcast, I will tell you how to grow at times, what growth hacking is, or in other words, how to hack a company's growth. Growth hacking translates as cracking the growth of a company or a startup. Growth hacking occurs due to various, mainly marketing initiatives. They are just called hacks. Growth hacking is a phased generation and testing of hacks that will lead to growth. At one time, hacks with the refer a friend and get a bonus referral program or content marketing brought companies 60% growth or revenue of $20 million. Before dive deep into the learning of growth hacking, I think you should listen some success story of multinational brands who grow exponentially with the help of growth hacking techniques. The companies known to all of us were once a small startup without users and revenue. Now they have multi-million dollar revenues and a vast customer base. That's because they hacked growth so that you can go crazy. First is Airbnb. Airbnb had neither use nor a reputation for a reliable service for finding and renting housing. They needed to quickly build a customer base and establish themselves in market. To do this, they provide users the opportunity, in addition to publishing on Airbnb, to quickly and easily post their housing on Craigslist. This electronic classified site was trendy at that time, so they got access to a massive database of the target audience. Second in this case study is Dropbox. Dropbox put forward a hypothesis about the referral program. If the user and his friend, whom he invited to the service, give 500 MB each, you can quickly increase the number of new users. It was possible to share the link in two clicks, and this accelerated growth. Thanks to this referral, the number of registration increased by 60%. The hypothesis has been confirmed and now we all know what Dropbox is. Next in this case study is Facebook. Facebook now has over 2 billion users. They managed to achieve such number with the help of their hack machine. One of the hypotheses was an email newsletter with a notification. The user was mentioned in the post or posted a photo with him. This helped to increase the number of returns to accounts. So, what does it take to repeat the same success? We will tell further. Let's discuss first why growth hacking. Why it is important. Growth hacking helps companies by achieve multiple growth by constantly testing hypotheses. Multiple growth is the growth of company 2, 3, 5, 10 times or so on. How fast you grow up directly depends on the number of hypotheses and experiments being tested. The more tests, the more likely it is to multiply growth. Now I think you would like to know what does it mean to test hypotheses, and when I'm saying to test the hypothesis, what does I actually mean? So just like physics, Einstein first formulated the hypothesis, then he experimented for a long time to confirm it. As a result, Einstein found that the result of experiments contradicted the generally accepted theory. But this only prompted him to build a new theory based on the data obtained. And he did not fail. A hypothesis is an assumption that requires proof. In the case of growth hacking, the assumption is aimed at rapid growth. and the experiment is conducted to confirm or refute the hypothesis. That is, a hypothesis is an assumption, and an experiment is the very process of confirmation or refutation. Suppose that if we install online chat on our site to communicate with customer, we will increase sales by X. This is a hypothesis. Next, we will conduct an experiment. We establish a chat and we monitor calls and sales. Sales grow thanks to chat, which means hypothesis was confirmed. A hypothesis is a risky assumption that a metric will behave in a certain way if we change something. Most often, this is a statistical experiment. The whole point of growth hacking process is to put a lot of hypotheses and quickly test them using experiments. Now you may think that why test a lot of hypotheses? Okay, let's say you want to grow fast and start testing hypotheses. In a week, you can verify one hypothesis. There are 52 weeks in a year. Subtracting holidays, then we will get 44. Minus a couple of weeks for sick leave, meeting, conferences, etc. comes out. So we have 42 working weeks in a year. If we test one hypothesis per week, then we will check 42 in a year. It seems to be not bad, but experience suggests that out of 10 hypotheses, only one is successful. And this means that out of 42 hypotheses in a year, only 4 will be burned out. Imagine that each of these hypotheses brought you 3% growth. Okay? In total, it turned out to 12% growth per year. Not very similar to explosive growth. Actually, at least not impressive for me. And if you start testing 300 hypotheses per year, there are about 30 successful hypotheses. Which an average growth of 3%, there will be total 90% of annual growth. Already a little impressive. But everything is not so simple. And in order to test 5, 10 or 100 hypotheses per week, you need a well-established testing process. A hypothesis production plan, continuous experimentation and analytics. These three machinery in the system should be well established. Then only you can test the hypothesis on this scale. So now the question comes, like, how to start the hypothesis pipeline? You will need a growth hacking team that will devote all their time to generating, prioritizing, testing and analyzing hypothesis. As we already know, the more testing is carried out, the higher the chances of getting explosive growth. Okay, so now you need to form a team of growth hackers. So the first question is, who is the growth hacker? As a growth hacker is such a hybrid of marketer and programmer. Answer for the question, how to bring user to the product, could be with the help of A/B testing of landing pages, hacks with virality and delivering of mailings. Growth hacker always relies on data and quantitative measurements and draw conclusions only on the basis. It is such growth-oriented people that will be needed in growth team. The selection of team itself should begin with the growth of the master, the person who will be responsible for the team processes, plan sprints, and also manage the testing process. It isn't easy to clearly define positions in the growth team. And full stack specialists are valued because there are many tasks, and hiring specialists separately for each is too expensive. You must have people who can perform functions in area of like analytics, development, a marketer who knows everything about channels and traffic, imposer, designer, UX designer or developer will be most preferable. Growth hacking is doing something very quickly from sit to sticks. A designer can only slow down the work. So there should be someone in team who knows how to make landing pages, button and so on quickly, like this kind of small design things. The main goal of growth hacking team is growth. The main task is to test the qualitative hypothesis quickly. Now that you have a growth team, it remains to build the process itself of generating ideas for hypotheses, testing them and further analyzing them. Now dive into more practical part of growth hacking. How to make everything work so the growth hacking team can continuously generate, prioritize, test, and give successful hypothesis to production. Just in this, we will be helped by the pyramid of Shane Ilse. Shane Ilse is the same person who coined the term growth hacking in 2010. He tried to assemble a team of people who will search for growth points in the company. And marketers did not fit this requirement and did not understand what was required of them. Key growth success factor in growth hacking. So what does it take to grow multiple times? Shane Ilse explained the growth criteria for growth hacking pyramid. The basis of successful growth hacking is to form a market fit product. In other words, the specific value of the product for users. If the product is not exciting to anyone, no hacks with the offer to give them the product for free, for lifetime or even after death will not help to grow multiple times. Separately, it is worth noting that in the pyramid, all parts are interconnected. Without PMF, I mean to say product market fit, the second and third stage cannot be carried out and vice versa, which is research and scaling growth. The next step in the pyramid is research that will create favorable condition for scaling growth, which is the third step. At this stage, it is crucial to understand who our users are, why they use our product. Okay, now you may be wonder what kind of research I am talking about. From the funnel called AARRR and Lean Canvas to the construction of CJM and job stories, research helps to get to know users better and also shows bottlenecks and provides new ideas for hypothesis. Now that we have PMF, I mean product market fit in our hands, and we know everything about our customers, we can move on to scaling growth, and we will crack growth using the construction of hypothesis testing process. Here we will need few tools to find out the growth opportunity where we can do some research. Tools allow growth hacking teams to work more efficiently and generate more qualitative hypothesis. Growth hackers did not invent all these tools. They are used not only for testing hypothesis, but in general for better work of the company. Like first tool is AARRR funnel. You can also pronunciate it AARRR funnel. AARRR funnel allow you to make the testing process holistic. It often happens that marketing is only involved and the product is in all other stages. Hypothesis testing is random and therefore ineffective. Building a funnel will help break down users' interaction into phases and conduct experiments through the funnel. The name of funnel, AARRR, itself defined the funnel. Every character in the name AARRR stands for a word, or you can say stage in the funnel, like acquisition, activation, retention, referral, and revenue. This is the all five stages of this AARRR funnel. Now the second tool is Lean Canvas. This tool helps you look at the product from a strategic point of view, and the team helps you find growth point outside the product. In Lean Canvas, basically you need to find out the answer of few points like problem, solutions, unique selling point, key matrices, hidden advantages, consumers, channels, revenue streams, cost structure, this kind of points. Another tool is customer journey map. Building a map will help identify bottlenecks in the product and test hypothesis in these areas. How you can make the user journey map, it totally depends upon your nature of business, your industry of business, according to your comfort zone and other factors. It totally depends upon you. Other tool is JTBD, which stands for Jobs to be Done. The theory of work allows you to put better hypothesis with an emphasis on the true value of the product for users. This is actually not a complete list of mechanics for research, but rather the minimum set of high quality work on testing hypothesis. And remember, if you are not testing value, the hypothesis is worthless. Okay, so now we have all the tools. Now the question is how to build a continuous hypothesis testing process. There are four stages in the growth of hacking: generating hypothesis, prioritizing backlogs, testing, collecting the data and analyzing it. Then the cycle repeats again and so on until you hack the growth. First is hypothesis generation. So you have a dream team of growth hackers, or for starters, there is only one but very cool growth hacker. It could be anything. It's time to rush into battle and start generating ideas for hypothesis. The main ideas for hypothesis are taken from research. The more you research, the more quality experiments. Hypothesis generation checklist. Okay. There are 5 points in the checklist. First is we create a backlog with ideas on hypothesis. Note that which stage of AARRR funnel the hypothesis is tested. Indicate the expected result from the hypothesis. Note matrices that will be affected by the hypothesis. The hypothesis should be formulated in the format of if and then. There is a growth tip for you actually. The tip is try to attract the whole company to generation of ideas. So you will surely collect a massive backlog of hypotheses. And among them, there will be those about which the growth team itself could not be guessed. Someone in the support team knows everything about the difficulties that customer face. Someone in sales knows everything about what customer want from the product at the beginning of the funnel. All ideas or hypothesis, growth team writes to any project management tool with tags depending on which stage the funnel these hypotheses will affect. After the rally, hypotheses are selected for implementation and a sprint is planned. Let's imagine that we are working in a growth team of a company that is engaged in environmental innovation. One of our products is a rental service for everything in world, cars, furniture, light bulb, appliances, and so on. It's like car sharing, just absolutely anything. We need to test the beginning of the funnel and generate ideas for hypothesis at the acquisition stage. Here are some ideas for hypothesis. This is our list. If you make the registration button in the service larger, the CTR will increase 1.6 times. If you run creatives on social networks, the number of registration will increase by 30%. If you offer a user a free subscription for 3 months to an HDTV and a robot vacuum cleaner, after the subscription expires, he will renew it for a year. If you write on the landing page, rent, save on purchases, spend on impression and save nature, the conversion to registration will increase 1.7 times. If you place photographs of house and apartments with the latest technology for rent on the landing, the conversion to registration will increase by 2 times. Now we have to hook up all the ideas at growth meeting and prioritize them. Backlog prioritization. After generating hypotheses and sending them to the backlogs, the time has come to analyze and prioritize. The entire growth team should be involved in prioritizing hypotheses, not just one person. This will help to objectively select better hypotheses into work and remove non-urgent or too dubious hypotheses. For proper prioritization, it is necessary to calculate how quickly the hypothesis can be launched and how long it takes to test it, as well as what effect it will have on growth. The hypothesis assessment method IC score, which means impact, confidence, and ease, can help in prioritizing hypotheses. Using this technique, you can determine the degree of influence on the necessary metrics: ease of implementation, as well as confidence in the hypothesis. After all the hypotheses have been prioritized, we select those that we will test in the next sprint. When prioritizing hypotheses, remember what results from the hypothesis you want to get, which metric should affect, and then the implementation should take no more than 6 hours. After we prioritize the hypothesis by ICE parameter, we select those that score the most point and take them in the sprint and leave the rest in backlog to wait for the next time. We got to the top photos on landing pages, copywriting on landing pages, and a free subscription. We will implement them. Remember that the more quality hypothesis you test, the higher your chances of success. Now the experiments. At this stage, we launch hypothesis, create landings, conduct A/B testing, redo the offer on that site, change the path of the user session, and so on. It is essential that the time to launch the hypothesis be limited. This will allow you not to test more. But after the launch, the data can be collected as much as desired. 1 week, 1 day, 1 month. At the stages of experiments, we implement our 3 hypotheses. We update headings and photos on the landing page and make a free subscription. What's next? Information collection and analysis. After conducting experiments and testing, it is necessary to record the conclusions of the hypothesis in one document. The better the document with experiment is arranged, the easier it is to analyze and understand where to go next. A well-structured document will also be needed in the future in order not to start testing the same hypothesis accidentally. Now we know that a free subscription to the service gives good result and changes in the landing have so far failed. We conclude that a free subscription needs to be worked out qualitatively already in the product and landing should be tested for other hypotheses. So this was the basic summary, or you can say the basics of growth hacking, how to generate the hypothesis, how to prioritize the hypothesis, how to run the experiment of hypothesis, and why we need a team of growth hackers in our company, and so on. So if I would like to summarize the whole podcast, then here are 4 points. To start growth hacking, you need someone who will be involved in testing hypothesis and experiments, or better, let it be a team of marketer, analyst, developer, and designer. The more research you do, the more data and idea you have, the qualitative hypothesis that are more likely to lead to the growth. For you to have a noticeable growth, you need to quickly test hypothesis and not spend more than 6 hours on launch. The more hypothesis you test, the greater your chances of multiplier. Okay guys, this was it for this episode. In next episode, we will discuss some interesting and very useful topic for the growth hackers and digital marketers. Till then, stay tuned and please follow Marketo app on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast listening platform to listen the latest growth hacks very first.